So now we're doing the journey to meet and embrace your shadow. So begin as usual by closing your eyes and relaxing. Take a few deep breaths to help let go of any tension. And gradually going to let yourself drift a little deeper as you let go. To help you go deeper, I'm going to count down from 5 to 1. On each descending number, you'll relax a little deeper. Somewhere in the counting, you'll be crossing that line between relaxation and the altered state you call meditation. So by the time of each one, you'll be ready to enter your safe place, where the earth is beautiful, for that's where she loves herself the most. So you're relaxing deeper and deeper. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Enter your safe place and begin to open your senses. Look around at the scenery, notice the shapes and the colours. Types of plants that are growing there, the trees. Begin to let in the sounds of nature or its quietness. Smell the freshness of the air. Notice any scent carried on the air. And begin to touch. Feel the air on your skin. Feel the ground underneath you. Reach out and feel the texture of leaves or bark or grass. In this safe place, you welcome your higher self. They'll come in human form to make it easy to talk with, although they're beyond human. Let them come in and embrace you. Just feel their love and their power. You're going to ask your higher self to be with you on a journey to embrace your shadow, to help you. They will agree. So it's time to begin that journey. Walk out there beyond the bounds of safety into the wilderness. Walking out across forests, over hills, maybe past desert, out through the unknown. Along the way, you're going to be anointed by one of the elements. It may be a fire that suddenly pops out of nowhere and seems to burn everything. It could be a wind so strong it blows you away. Or maybe water, with tsunami coming in, or a strong rain that washes you away. Or maybe the earth itself opens up to swallow you. Allow the element now. Allow yourself to be tossed and turned and thrown around. And as being battered and thrown around, you lose all sight of where you are. Gradually the element will recede, leaving you lying exhausted upon the ground, and you know not where you are. However, tired and drained, you get up and continue your journey. Continue walking. But you notice now, that wasn't there before, that your footprints leave light where you walk. You're leaving footprints of light. And you continue into the unknown as the day passes. And evening comes as you're cresting a small hill. The sun sets just as you reach the top. And you look down by twilight, and below you is a large sundial. You see all the numbers marked in bushes or trees. And as you make your way down towards it, it gets dark. So stand upon the sundial in the darkness. You begin to walk round in the dark, round the whole sundial, passing each number. Each space you'll meet one of those projections that you already know about. Those who reflect a shadow, those who reflect what you hate and what you admire. You meet each one as you walk around the sundial. You just pass each one and continue around. As you complete the circuit, and you've passed them all, they all seem to fade away. But there's another presence coming in the darkness, something cold. And you see them before you, your shadow. The sum of all these qualities you've looked at in the other people. First thing you're going to do is reach out and take off their mask and put it where it belongs, on your face. Take their cloak, put it around your shoulders. And now with the shadow you begin to sink into the darkness, sinking down through the ground, sinking deep into the darkness. And you find yourself sitting in the underworld, facing your shadow. And you sit with this paradox. If you're really so vile, how could you ever have grown? Then it's time to make peace with the shadow. Your higher self is going to appear by your side again to help you. Because you're going to ask your shadow, what do they need from you in order to make peace? They'll ask for something. You'll check with your higher self before you give it. Because you'll not understand the metaphor. Don't think you understand what they ask for. Just ask your higher self if it's okay to give. If your higher self says yes, fine, you give it. If they say no, then ask the shadow, what else can I give you instead? Until there's something the higher self agrees to. Then you can take your time until there's something the higher self agrees to. Then you ask your shadow, what are they going to give you in return as part of making peace? And check with your higher self before you receive it. If your higher self says no, say, no, I can't receive that. What else can you give me instead? Until there's something the higher self agrees to. Once your higher self agrees, exchange gifts. You give something to the shadow, they give something to you, to make peace. Then coming from that distance in the underworld will come your light shadow, that which holds all you've denied that's positive in yourself. As they approach, then once again take off their mask, put it on your face. Take their cloak, put it around your shoulders, and sit with them for a while. As you sit with the light shadow, you embrace this paradox, just sit with it. If I'm so wonderful, why haven't I done better? And then it's time to make peace with the light shadow. And again, you're going to exchange gifts. Ask them what they need from you to make peace. And check with your higher self before you give it. If your higher self says no, simply ask them, what else can I give you? Until there's something your higher self agrees to. Then ask them what they can give you in return. And check with your higher self that it's okay to receive. Take your time until there's something your higher self agrees to. Then you can exchange gifts. In sitting with the light and dark shadows, you want to sit with both paradoxes. If I'm so bad, how can I be loved? How can I grow? If I'm so good, why haven't I done better? Until something comes to you, that you are constant between the light and dark, the raw power beyond what's seen as good and bad. One of them will whisper it to you. And just take time to let it come, to feel it. Beyond the lightness and the darkness, there's a raw power that can be expressed either way. To have a sense of what that raw power is. And then you all stand up. A stairway appears back up from this place up towards the surface of the earth again. Your light shadow goes first and you follow. Your dark shadow follows. The light shadow leads you forward by attraction. The dark shadow leads you forward by repulsion. And you continue up the stairs. Till you come back onto the sundial as dawn comes. And you can see your footprints left in light and can begin to follow them back, to walk back the way you came, walking towards a safe place. And I'm going to count up from 1 to 5. On the count of 5, you're back in the room, fully present. You'll open your eyes, wide awake and alert. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Open your eyes, fully present.